I'm Lisa Dent in for Anna DeVlantis, and on the phone is Rich Lenkoff. You hear him every weekend on 720 WGN. He is an attorney with Bryce Downey and Lenkoff and co-host of Legal Face-Off on WGN. And I know, Rich, I shot you a message about this Amazon story. So at this point in time, our phone is our lifeline. Many of us rely on it for weather alerts, and we saw what happened in Edwardsville with the Amazon facility, and they've kind of changed their mind on letting their employees use phones. Isn't that correct?
That's true. We just covered the story on Legal Face-Off, which we literally just finished recording a moment ago. We have seen one lawsuit against the candle factory already, and I'm sure we'll see one against Amazon resulting from, I think, six deaths at their warehouse in downstate Illinois. Again, the allegations are that these two employers were aware of the pending tornado and not only failed to do anything, but actually mandated that their employees stay on the job. So continued issues for Amazon, I think.
That's just crazy. I can't imagine that, you know something that dangerous is headed your way and you're like, you're not leaving or you're fired. And in the situation in Kentucky, I understand the average income is about $20,000 a year. So you're terrified to lose your job. And I would imagine there's not many other opportunities. We're getting some text messages. People said at their place of employment, there's a weather radio. And whenever there's bad weather, they kind of blast out that message. But if you're in an Amazon facility, which is, I don't know, 3-4 football fields big, you're probably not getting that message unless it is on your phone. So do you think that obviously Amazon did this just to try and ward off some of the liability, don't you think?
Yeah, again, a ban on using your cell phones on the warehouse floor. I mean, you might understand that for, you know, various reasons, but it's a really bad look for Amazon, right? In the wake of this horrific tragedy, when it may have been avoided had they had their cell phones and been able to be warned. Obviously, Amazon is scrambling to change that, to your point. But again, it's part of a larger narrative that I think Amazon has to face. I mean, there have been legislative calls to remedy a lot of their policies because people for a long time have argued that Amazon puts, you know, their own corporate self-interest again, before those of employees' health and safety. And again, this is an example for those who argue that.
I always love having you on, Rich, especially if we can open up the phones, because everybody needs access to a lawyer at some point. And I know you're always willing to talk to people. So 312-981-7200. I'm intrigued by some of these holiday stories, and one in particular, because there is a company that, you know, had that big promotion. They did TV ads and radio ads and saying, hey, look, if it snows on Christmas, you're going to get this. And we'll see that coming up again for Super Bowl, where they'll throw those ads out. And they're often backed by insurance companies, right? But tell everybody about the store that actually is having to pay up.
Yeah, this was a lawsuit involving a giveaway. It was a North Carolina jewelry store owner who ran a promotion saying that customers' holiday purchases would be free if 3 or more inches of snow fell on Christmas Day in Asheville, North Carolina, which obviously is a much more infrequent occurrence than here in the Midwest. Well, guess what? It snowed 6 inches. The owner of the jewelry store had purchased, to your point, a $10,000 insurance policy to cover the cost of reimbursing his customers. So there was, I think, a little over 300 customers were eligible, and the payout was more than $400,000, which was covered by the insurance company. But, of course, one enterprising customer filed a lawsuit because he wasn't happy with that. He said that while he was paid $7,600 for, or while he paid $7,600 for his jewelry, he was only reimbursed about $7,000. So he paid $7,600, was reimbursed only $7,000. And that difference, he argued, was unfair to him, even though this was all free. The difference, of course, was because of sales tax, which wasn't refunded. The case was thankfully dismissed because the judge said if anyone should recover that sales tax, it's not the individual, it's the state. That's why it's called sales tax. So that case was dismissed, but an example of some interesting lawsuits we always see around holidays.
Well, you know what's amazing about that is it had to cost him more than that in legal fees. So now he's even at a greater deficit than he was just the tax. What is the liability? I know you have a story about going to a holiday party. You know, your company throws a holiday party and you drink too much. Man, I've seen a lot of that in radio. And I think that's why most people don't have big holiday parties with an open bar anymore, because there is some liability involved. But this is an interesting story. Share it.
It's a good question. I mean, yes, the reason, aside from COVID, even before COVID, that you saw a lot of these holiday parties on the decrease was because employers don't want to assume the liability for a couple of major potential lawsuits. One, that you'll be overserved and you'll go out and do something, you know, stupid, like get into your car and drive. There's hundreds of examples of that happening. In addition, that you might do something inappropriate at your holiday party, right? Like,
we've seen it.
Someone or yeah. We've seen it all, especially in radio.
Yes.
You've seen your share of parties, and so have I. There's no question that that is the potential when people are overserved, especially at holiday parties. So, yeah, we've seen lots of lawsuits. I sent a couple your way. But there is some liability on the part of an employer who acquiesces to this kind of behavior and, in fact, who encourages it. If you are supplying alcohol without, you know, any safeguards to your employees, then don't be surprised when you are sued as the employer in a whole variety of lawsuits. So that's why, again, as you mentioned, a lot of these holiday parties have gone away.
And that's a bummer, because they were fun. You know, it's better than just getting a turkey, you know, or something else that most employers offer. I think most people would just like to have a cash bonus, but there were days in the 80s and 90s where Christmas parties were the highlight of the year for many employees, and that included a lot of food and a lot of beverages, a lot of alcohol. So what else should people look out for this time of year? Like, are there things that people should keep an eye open for so they don't get themselves into trouble over the holidays? Is there anything specific?
Well, we often see lawsuits. In fact, we see one, I believe, in Tinley Park by neighbor against neighbor for excessive light displays, right? You might call that being a Scrooge or a Grinch, but inevitably around the country, we see lawsuits by people claiming that you're creating a public nuisance by decorating your house to the extreme, not only because of the brightness of the lights, but because of the traffic that is ensuing from people coming to see it. So those kind of lawsuits happen all the time. We also see inevitably lawsuits involving people who say that they're injured in some way from lights or trees or things catching on fire. You know, the bottom line is common sense always prevails. And during the holidays, it's important to be careful. There's family around, there's alcohol, there's people who let their guards down, and be careful, right? That's just, at the end of the day, your individual responsibility is very, very important.
And what do you say to people who go, this whole country is just sue happy, everybody wants to sue somebody?
Well, I say I wouldn't be on your show today if that wasn't the case. So that is true, though. That is definitely true. I, you know, a defense attorney, so I represent a lot of companies against frivolous lawsuits. So I agree there are way too many lawsuits and way too many frivolous lawsuits. But on the other hand, you know, judges have a pretty good way of dismissing the ones that are not on the up and up. But we see them. We still see them every day, and continues to amaze me what some people file lawsuits for.
Well, we'll be listening to Legal Face-Off this weekend. Thanks so much for giving me a buzz, Rich. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Rich Lenkoff, attorney of Bryce Downey & Lenkoff and co-host of Legal Face-Off on WGN. You got to check out his show sometime. I did get a text message, said most jobs don't want you carrying a cell phone around. In a dental or healthcare office, it can be against HIPAA rules to be carrying a camera. If someone needs to get a hold of an employee, they can call the main office just like everyone did before we all had cell phones. And if there's a true emergency, it's not difficult for the company to notify everybody. Point well taken.